Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and one of the great treasures, in my opinion, of America, with his work on behalf of small business for now for 42 years this month. Happy anniversary, Bill, on that one, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And so I bet nobody else out there is tracking this like we do. We love you, Bill. So I wanted to point something out here. As you know, Bill, I do a different poll every week with my audience. And yours is the gold standard. It's a scientific poll. Mine is just an online poll. So it's just a baby poll. However, it's interesting how much my stuff tracks your stuff, my little bitty piddling poll. So here's what we asked this week. To what do you attribute the current U.S. economy? 2% said the slowdown in the global economy, especially China, they're reflecting China, the global economy in China, is causing the economy to slow. 76% said Washington's anti-business policies, especially from Obama, they attribute the current economy to that. 76%, three-fourths. Another 17% said lack of investment in the economy by corporate America is causing the economy to slow down. But this is one I thought was interesting, back to the point about the sideways. The fourth option was, what slow economy? We're doing great. 5%.
5% said they were 5%. Doing great.
So that's a sideways economy, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's definitely a sideways economy. Yeah, I certainly agree with the 17% who said lack of investment. That's true, not by just corporate America, but by small business in America. Our planned capital outlays and our actual capital outlays are all at 42-year kind of low levels. I mean, we are not spending money, and the reason is we don't have any confidence that what's going on in Washington is going to lead the economy forward, drive
it
forward.
Do you also wonder, Bill, I completely agree with you, but do you also wonder if people aren't still girding their loins over 2008?
Could be. You know.
I mean, we're reading about the fact that nothing was learned from this. I know the banks are stronger. They're not as susceptible as they were. But there's other stuff. I mean, the junk bond. I don't know. There's just. I think a lot of us out here on Main Street are worried there's going to be another shoe to drop on Wall Street that will take us down.
Yeah. Well, it could be. My argument, of course, is that most of the gain in wealth we saw, with record high financial markets, stock markets, and bond markets are really accrued to the very, very richest, and of course they're happy about that.
That's right.
But they didn't spend any more money, though. I mean, you can only spend so much money. The rich, keep spending, and then when it all goes down, which it will, and you and I both agree on that, they'll still keep spending their money because they're rich,
and we'll be hurt.
Yeah, we might be, but we'll be hurt by less than that. It's not our stuff. Right. Really, that's going to be that heavily impacted. So we'll be concerned, so we'll have to see what happens to consumer sentiment. The consumers didn't really, this consumer sentiment had the same kind of behaviors as our optimism index. It didn't really go anywhere. It didn't go up or down. So we went through that huge turbulence in the stock market, and people said, there you go.
Tell us about hiring. How did people in general, not only September, but kind of give us maybe encapsulate over a period of two or three months, how have we done in the labor situation?
Well, we certainly have shown some really good numbers. I don't know, what the BLS does to gather its numbers, but
Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Yeah, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We're only talking to 350,000 firms, so I mean, hey.
Only 350,000.
They're telling us that they've
been hiring
at a nice pace, for the last Well, for most of this year, they've been hiring at a good pace. So we agreed with the months. A couple months ago, we had 250,000 jobs each month. But that drop off to 170 and then to 140, you know, it's a puzzle to us. We just don't see that that's happening based on the reports of you know, our members out there. They're still hiring at about the same pace. So somewhere they're going to probably find more jobs along the way. And that, or we've got an economy that's where people are being hidden better, away from the regulators. Of course, you try to keep under 30 hours, and you do this, and you do that, you know, because the regulators make you make bad decisions. But that's what you have to do.
I think on the hiring, my instincts on the hiring, Bill, is that companies, small businesses, small medium businesses, our balance sheets are better maybe than they've ever been in the history. I really do believe balance sheets are better than they've ever been because we haven't been spending money, because we have been deleveraging. And now when we need people, we've got the money to hire them. We don't have to take a flyer and you know, and bet on the come and hire someone. We got the money. And we got there's a lot of folks retiring right now. You know, we got baby boomers leaving the workforce that need to be replaced. And I think that's a lot of the hiring part. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's certainly that churn in there.
Not necessarily the economies, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, there's lots of turnover in the labor market. That's certainly true. A lot of older people are going out now. I've forgotten how many thousands every day become eligible to retire. Now, they may or may not retire, of course. Well, lots of people are turn out. They're much healthier and happier and financially better off than they expected to be when they hit 65.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. I got to take a quick break. Smallbiz.org, ladies and gentlemen, smallbus.org is Bill's website. Is that going to be where the new site is?
No, we'll have a special website for that.
You'll tell us about that later. Okay, folks. Also, NFIB.com, check it out, and that's where you can find Bill's work there, too. Quick break, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.